Here's a little bit more about presence. Sabine was just saying when she was driving, she had something come through about sensitivity. And it's a very good thing she had come through. So I'll talk about it a little bit. She was saying that she feels that when we become more sensitive, we become more available, more connected to things that are happening on a more subtle level, maybe even at the molecule level, in our bodies and also in nature. We start to get connected to the things that are happening all the time. As we know, our cells are dying and being reborn, which incidentally I find quite interesting. I'm going to divert for a moment. When a cell dies, it passes on its memory. And there's a little gap, tiny gap. And if you're present and aware in that gap, you don't pass on the old memory. There's a new one there, which is more expanded. So the body has these things going on. Nature has these things going on. We're not sensitive to them. And so in order to keep ourselves entertained, amused, avoiding the void of the moment, we make up things. With our mind, with our entertainment, with what we watch, with what we hear, with what we eat. And this is true. And it's a little bit different. If you're very, very sensitive, very, very present, you may or may not be aware of all that goes on. My feeling is if you were aware of all that was going on and tried to handle it with the mind, you'd go on overload. Maybe that's what does happen with autistic people or people that have mental instability. Maybe their facility for sorting out what's relevant and not relevant overwhelms them. So it's a little bit different. As you become sensitive, the past disconnects. The possible future is just a vague thing that doesn't interfere with you. And you become present to the moment. It includes the vagaries of the past and the possible future, but the present is what's relevant to you. And as I know I've said so many times, then everything becomes just as important or just less important than anything else. So just looking out of the window, just walking, just fixing things or completing things are a whole event in themselves. The word that came is accomplishment, but I don't actually mean that. I mean satisfying, fulfilling every little thing, everything. Yes, the mind may go on. Anything that's relevant, you check in. Oh yes, that's right, I didn't do that, I need to do that. But you don't go there, you don't follow it. You don't make yourself miserable with, oh, I didn't do that. Or you see it, you let it go, and you come back to this moment. It's a saying in Zen that says, sitting quietly, doing nothing. Spring comes and the grass grows by itself. They talk about chopping wood and carrying water. Very, very ordinary. And we get an idea of that is with our dualistic mind, but it's not that. It's as though every single moment is being born and died. Every single moment is fresh, is sparkling, is new and delightful. When you become as a little child gets fascinated with all sorts of things. Fascinated. Totally engrossed in everything that's there. in every moment, as a little child. As we become more sensitive, more present, we don't need to go anywhere. We don't need to do anything. And sometimes if it happens, that's fun. It's happening. We'll go with the flow. And we don't need it anymore. This moment, just as it is fulfilling. Just as it is. And we're not talking about denying anything, making anything happen or stopping anything happen. Just slowing, slowing, slowing down. And as we do that, all the things we've been avoiding in our mind all start coming up for attention. Let it come. Let it go. Oh, I didn't do this. I haven't done that. Let it come. Let it go. And if it goes, here you are, in this moment, fulfilled. And if it persists, it says, no, you need to do that, you need to do that, you need to do that. Do it. But don't expect it to fulfill you. Nothing will fulfill you. Nothing on the outside is fulfilling. You can get a little pleasure from it, you can get a little something from it, but it'll go because fulfillment, I was going to say, is on the inside, but it isn't. It's everywhere. Just now, in this moment, just as it is.